Blog Talk Radio.
This is ATACP Live.
Live? Yeah, that's what they tell me. They tell me it's real live.
No spins on the radio. You probably never heard it. One of the songs that I am going to play, I seen the video today. That's one song out of hopefully 18. I'm supposed to be joined by Chi-Town's Finest. I don't know if she's on the line. I have an empty line here with no number, nothing. Is there a caller there?
It's me.
All right. I'm invisible like a mug.
I'm invisible for real?
Yeah, no number up here, just an empty line. And I opened it. I said, it looked like a person on here, but I don't know.
It's me, thanks.
So how you doing?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. What we're going to do right now, we're going to get into two songs. I'm going to give you the information at the beginning of the song and then play the next song and give the information again of the artist. And then we'll talk to Chi-Town's Finest. She's in the house, y'all, on ATAZ. P recorded live. The first song that I want to play is called Here I Am, and this is by an artist named Cadence. Here it is, Here I Am by Cadence on ATAZP Live.
Ladies and gentlemen,
yeah. Here I am.
I'm glad y'all made it out tonight.
Yeah. Here I am.
My name is Cadence. Yeah. Happy to be here, man.
Here I am.
Sing with me.
Sing with me.
I'm in one of those forks in the road we all come to. Yeah. When it's all or nothing and there's no one to run to. But it means the difference between being a victim and being a victor. I'm seeing a picture.
Yeah.
Photographs of past lovers and friends. If I could go back and do it all over again, I'd do it all the same. And that's why photographs belong in frames. They put the past in perspective. I can't undo the mistakes I made, but I can't stand corrected. I guess Andy Dufresne wasn't lying. You get busy living, or you get busy dying. And I ain't waiting for life to happen to me. I'm getting up, I'm getting out, I'm getting back in the street. I'm here on out, I'm living life passionately. I'm here now, and I'm happy to be. Feels good, baby.
Here I am.
Understand that a chance like this comes once in a lifetime.
Here I am.
But I can't be nothing but just me. Let my light shine.
Here I am.
I know the haters don't hate, and it's okay. I won't let them get me.
Here I am.
Come on, y'all, sing it with me. Sing it with me.
Here I am.
sleep, but I woke up and I moved on. Might have took me too long, but I wrote me a new song. That was then, this is now, I gotta be strong. Gotta get through today, cause tomorrow is where I belong. So now it's all eyes on me. And fail or succeed, it all rides on me. It seems like I'm always on stage, and that's a whole lot of pressure for a kid my age. I feel like I share Alice's fate, and the people around me couldn't bear half of this weight. But I handle it like a man should. From boys to men, I watch my friends growing into manhood. Still, I can't help but laugh every time Kiara calls country dad. And then I think about how his was gone. A generation of men raised by women alone. I wish that I could have half of the strength my mama had. If she could somehow pass it to me, she taught me that I should always love passionately and let my light shine no matter where I happen to be. So I understand that a chance like this comes once in a lifetime. But I can't be nothing but just me. Let my light shine. Yeah, I know the haters gon' hate and it's okay. I won't let them get me. Remember, y'all, sing it with me. Sing it with me. I was asleep, but I woke up and I moved on. Might have took me too long, but I wrote me a new song. That was then, this is now. I gotta be strong, gotta get through today, cause tomorrow is where I belong.
So much to say, so little time. I wonder what type of impact to make with the rhymes. If these blend, then I guess only time will tell, cause that's the true test from all the rest. I've been blessed to witness some of the best, as well as the bad times, authentic the bad times. And through it all, it remains raw from the heart, sharp as a dart, never torn apart. Cause hip hop means a lot with no question. You get lost, the music will show you direction. Connected from young to old, old to the young. Man, woman, and child, the profile to take all shapes and forms. Whatever your choice is, different sound shapes and voices combined together. They never thought it would last this long, but the song would last forever. Yeah, it don't stop. You won't block your goals. We got a lot of those. Ever since back then, rocking the shows. That's the way it's gonna have to be till the curtains close. Close. Yeah, it don't stop. You won't block your goals. We got a lot of those. Ever since back then, rocking the shows. That's the way it's gonna have to be till the curtains close. Close. Sitting here with the pad and pen begin. The composition without opposition. You listen. Been here for years now. out, making the crowd shout. Who in the house? The basement. They can never erase the placement. No time for wasting. Sunny days to rough, fat pockets to no bucks. They got the dope rhymes and cuts to blend. Positive and negative trends, whatever your choice is. Different sound shapes and voices combined together. They never thought it would last this long, but the song would last forever. Y'all, don't stop. You won't block the goals. We got a lot of those. Ever since back then, we're rocking the shows. That's the way it's gonna have to be till the curtains close. Y'all, don't stop. You won't block the goals. We got a lot of those. Ever since back then, we're rocking the shows. That's the way it's gonna have to be till the curtains close.
Cadenceonline.com, and that's CADENCE online.com. And the second song is Bassheads, and the way you can get it, go to my MySpace page, which is another TAZ production, and then hit up my friends, and Basshead is sure enough on there. Shy One, you feeling that, yo?
I really enjoy both of those songs. Those songs were awesome. But see, that's what I like to hear, different things. Like, nothing on the radio right now sounds anything like that.
Either
of those songs. So, yeah, those are cool.
And I see Cafe, Brother Saku, Doughboy, Down South in the chat room. All I see Shy One bring the stars out.
Well, you know, the fam, BTR fam, always has to support. You know, we try to support one another. So, I'm glad
that's
that they're
cool.
Hitting up your show tonight.
Well, that's good. I want you to get a non-alcoholic drink, a small shot glass, because we're going to ordain you in the UBC. That's the Urban Committee that we put together with Partners in Crime, Miss Kitty TV Network, Mr. Bugs Show, G. Wright Heart of Love Show, and live with Cleo Jones Show and my show, of course. So we're going to ordain you in with a cup of a non-alcoholic beverage. It don't matter what it is.
Why gotta be non-alcoholic?
Because I don't drink.
Oh, okay. Well, I take a little taste, you know, every now and again. Nothing wrong with a little taste.
What we're going to do, we're going to get into this remix. that you ain't never, you heard the song before, but you haven't heard the remix before. Precise is on the remix, and it's a Keisha Cole song on ATAZP, recorded live with Shy Town's finest in the house.
What's that?
I suffer from back with old lies, too many old lies, play you too close, stroke your ego, see I don't know the right words to react, face scratches, slashing your tires are flat, I'm fly like a dove, all of the above, you rocking with me right, you need to show a honey love, if it's really us, this on this song, you need to love me or leave me alone.
Come around.
That was PG Salt House on ATAZP Live. You feeling that, Shy One?
I love that song. I have never heard of her.
No, she's in the UBK too. So she's in the United Kingdom. Straight up one of my friends on MySpace. And like I said, you can hit her page up by going to another TAZ production and hitting my friends, and she'll come up with. Her name is Peachy Salthouse. And the other person that did the remix on that Keisha Cole's joint was Precise. And I had her tape back in the day, and I decided to, you know, look the artists up and see if they're on MySpace. And sure enough, she was there. And she does music, too, but she also does remixes.
Okay, because that Keisha Cole, that was
hot. That was hot. That was hot. We got a caller on the line, and I'm going to answer it. Welcome to ATAZP Live, Z-Talk. Trying to unmute it, and it won't unmute.
Uh-oh.
You know, we have a problem on this thing. Here you go. Caller, 865, you're on ATAZP Live.
Hey, man.
What's going on?
Who is this?
this, my man?
DJ Layback King, man. What's happening?
What's up, big dog?
Man, chilling, dude. I'm apparently, you know my mother, man, Miss TNT.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Yeah,
cool.
Jackie. Yeah, I'm her.
Yeah.
Well,
nice meeting you, dog.
Hey, you too, man. You too. Hey, I was trying to figure out, man, how I would play one of my play one of my tracks on your show right here.
Well, you're gonna have to get with me later because see, I download all this stuff on my switchboard up here.
Okay.
You see what I'm saying? So just
get my
email address and hit me with it on the MP3, and then we're gonna talk anyway because you do music just like I do.
Oh yeah, no doubt.
We're gonna have to get up. Maybe I'll just go on and interview you. You know what I'm saying, for a show. Meet Shy One.
What's going on?
Not much. Chilling, watching this rainfall down here in good old Tennessee.
Oh, okay.
All right, then. Thanks for calling, dog. Just like I said, get the email address and hit me up, and then give me your number, and I'll hit you up, and we'll talk, for real.
Yeah, that's no problem, man. No problem at all.
All right, then. Thanks for calling, man.
All right, y'all have a good show, man.
You too.
Yeah.
Peace.
Later.
Shy One. Now,
yes, sir.
She was singing about lemonade, right?
Mm-hmm.
A cool glass,
freshly squeezed.
And I got some Simply Lemonade with the pits, believe me. With the pits. So what we gonna do? You can get whatever you want to drink, whatever you want to drink. You can tell us it's water. It could be fire water.
Yes, yeah, some tea. It's some bedtime tea. Yeah.
Okay, what we're going to do, we're going to hold it up to the sky like I'm doing mine. I got a jug. A jug of Simply Lemonade. I want you to repeat after me.
Okay.
Chi-Town's finest.
Wait a minute. I got to know what I'm saying before I agree to this.
Oh, you ain't going to say it. Ain't got nothing to do with the radio show. That's all it got to do.
Okay.
I, Chi-Town's finest. Promise to bring the hottest shows like I do each and every week.
Promise to bring the hottest shows as I do each and every week.
Because I'm down with the Urban Committee on Blog Talk Radio. And that's it. Because
I am down with the Urban Committee on Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, swallow your drink. I got that lemonade, yo. Pits and all. Feel me?
That was good.
And being that you're in the UBC right now, I'm going to play the Chi-Town UBC drop. Here it is.
The Urban Committee now welcomes Chi-Town's finest on behalf of Miss Kitty TV Networks, the Heart of Love Show, the Mr. Bug Show, ATAZP Live with Cleo Jones, and Partners in Crime. Welcome to the Urban Committee on Blog Talk Radio, better known as the UBC. Chi-Town's finest is now in the house.
Yo, that's the drop. I'm going to send you that drop,
too. Oh, my God.
And yeah, you know, I did the music today, matter of fact.
Oh, my goodness. I love it.
Yeah, I'm going to send you that drop via MP3. I'll send it and shoot it to you. And we all do drops for everybody's show through the shows that are now are seven. My show, Miss Kitty TV Networks, Mr. Bugs, Heart of Love Show, Live with Cleo Jones, and Partners in Crime.
Wow.
You know, Partners in Crime, you where I'm at and I'm where I want to be.
And we're all partners in that.
I know I jacked it up, Saku. I know. But she's in the urban committee right now. And what I'm going to do, I'm going to play this song by my boy Sugar Free. I want you to catch the hook on this. You might not be able to catch it, but it's a crazy, crazy hook. This is Sugar Free on ATAZP Live. No spins with Chi-Town's finest in the house, baby. Now a member of the Urban Committee.
Don't be afraid to scare. I see your last boyfriend didn't even know what he had. I got game and your man need to try him something. Cause he'd rather be broke than let that hoe go home and buy him something. And I don't care what Mike did, baby, it's nothing. I guarantee you that this pimp is light years nothing like
why
it.
Why so cold? Cause she like it.
Just sock it to my pockets like a champ.
Cause she like it.
Come here, baby girl, look, wait, look. I know what you're going through, huh? So if you spend more time listening than fucking for free, you probably know.
I used to go gorilla on a touch of. Broke up every fingernail on them prostitutes. Sticks and stones may break my bones, but whatever you do, you'll never leave me alone. Baby, please believe it.
Cause love, it ain't in love with nobody else. I'm gonna take my baby and leave it.
What's your name? I'm Sugar Free, and I got some game. I've been to a home, and I'm from Pomona. I got a prostitute on the corner. I pops my gun, and it pops me back. You know you never seen a player do it like that.
Step up, lucky strong was happening.
I'm from the West Coast, shorty, I can't lie, I'm a gangster. But just because I'm thugging, it don't mean I'm trying to gank you. Recognize I ain't a prankster, I'm for real through the whole nine. I got love, if you willing to give it a try. Holla back, anything, baby, I ain't shady. You wanna turn me down, or why you being crazy? These suckers can't fade me, you wasting time creeping with them. Cause tell me this, is you getting paid for sleeping with them? You probably cheating with them, laying low, in a cut. Blind the fact that you can make a million off a nut. But I'll be a free slut and do something so major. I can't let it happen, girl, see, it's not in my nature. Sure, I fetch in the paper, cause I heard it's popping when you're pimping. And I'm a true game player, so you know I ain't sipping. We stay chipping from San Diego to Pomona. Lucky the Luke get it coming straight out of California.
What's your name? They call me Lucky, and I got some game. From the streets of the 619, I'm just a hustler on the grind. I'ma toss my collar and it pops me back.
That's mine.
I've never seen a player do it like that.
Like that. Yo, Sugar Sam, why don't you let
them
know how we do it on our
party? Now, it was once said and told that the pimpin' didn't start. The sugar was sprinkled all up on the threshold. I make them say, shizzle me, thinks he's doing it. Wow, shizzle me, thinks he's doing it. And they wonder how to be a game spitter. Straight sugarlicious. Eat it up, baby, because it's really nutritious. Now, drink this. Don't it feel good going down, accumulating major paper for your fucking around? Look at you, smile, lady. Now, keep your focus on paper. It's temporary, baby. So, go on, do as I tell you. See, they gonna talk shit about what the fuck you do, but damn them, cause it's all about the me and the you. The money, the homes, the money, cars, diamonds and gold, the money, the clothes. Daddy sugar shizzle me, no, follow my lizard. We going straight to the tizzy me. Demonstration, watch the shizzy put it dizzy.
Excuse me, miss, hey, what's your name? I'm Sugar Chef, and I got me some game. I've been to hope, from my holiday go. I got a prostitute on my payroll. I call my collar and it pops me back. You ain't never seen a player do it like that. Chicken low.
That's right. Game tight, baby.
That was tight.
Hey,
all about it. Looking good, just can't doubt it. You got me ready to go. Baby girl, you're so arousing. The way I feel about you is astounding. So I'm cool if we take it slow. Yeah.
That's Nick James production with Good Stuff. You feeling that side one?
There hasn't been one song that I have not liked. That is really cool.
And you know what? Being that you are a UBC member, you got to vote on which one you like the best. So you
got to be kidding.
Yes, that's what we do. And, you know, it took a couple of weeks to actually figure it out the last time. The last winners were BBJ and Alexandra, who I'm going to get in contact with and actually have them on one of our shows so we can interview them.
Wow. Okay.
So that's what we do. I put all these songs together, and I get the UBC to vote on it to tell me which one they like the best. And the people that listen to it, they can tell me which one they like the best. And sometimes they got to go through the show like two or three times to actually sit there and decipher which ones I want to get rid of and put as number one. This is Nick. The last song was Nick James' production. You can hit him up on another TAZ production and hit him up on my friends list. And the first song was Sugar Free, who does music with Snoop Dogg and them out on the West Coast. His website is sickness.net, and that's SICCNESS.net. So I got a few questions for you.
Yes, sir.
Okay. The name, Chi-Town's Finest, where does it come from?
Well, you know what? I don't want to make it seem like I'm conceited or anything, but, you know, I'm from Chicago originally, and I'm not trying to say I'm the finest thing from Chicago, but the finest kind of, I don't know where that part came from. It's just like saying, what do they call it, New York's finest, which is usually the police or whatever. I don't know. So I just threw
right.
that on there. I actually just threw it on there. But it's,
okay.
it's not anything conceited, folks, so please. Don't
your,
think
your subjects on your show, because I listen to a few shows, of
uh-huh.
course. After I had met you in that chat room on Partners in Crime chat room
right.
way back when, and I listened to especially the last show. Wait a minute.
Uh-oh.
Matter of fact, let us just we're gonna play a little something from the last show
oh,
that
no.
you actually said. Here go.
Says you know what? I found something in my boyfriend's, you know, Palm Pilot or Palm phone, you know, the phones now that have the, you know, text or whatever, this real, the BlackBerry stuff or whatever. I'm not a BlackBerry person. But anyway, she somehow or another got into his BlackBerry and saw different chat messages that had been going back and forth. So she says, The discussions were very explicit. Like, I guess her man was saying some stuff to this girl that was off the chain, you know? Talking all nasty. So, she says to me, which I hate this. She says, but you know what? Whatever. I just think that he's just trying to get attention. He knew I was looking in his phone. What? First of all, are you kidding? So you see what you see and you make an excuse for it. It is what it is. What I always say is, men, sometimes y'all when y'all are good on your game, there ain't nothing that a woman can crack in your BlackBerry. You know, you gonna have that on lock. Those are the smart brothers that are really out there doing their thing. But most of the time, if something is meant for you to find and it just happens to you happen to come across it, don't just ignore what you see. What you waiting to find? Some drones? So y'all tune in. I bet you next week she'll say, you know what? I found some drones. And then what you gonna do? Say those are his sisters? Oh my God!
I loved it. You hear me? My first ebonics. I loved it. It reminded me of when Martin was in the courtroom talking to Tommy, and he was a hostile witness, and he was like, "I got your jaws." He said, "What you say? I got your jaws, man." Ma'am, can you make him say what he's gonna say? He said, "I got the drones, dog."
Oh,
that's what it reminds
God.
Me of. But I love what you're doing, and I like the subjects that you come up with. So this is like from experience, or you just come up with subjects that your friends be talking about.
Man.
Hey, that'd be good for a show subject. How do you come up with the subjects that you put down on your show?
You know, for a lot of it, like, you know, I'm surrounded by a lot of good female friends, and I include myself into it sometimes because I've been through a lot of the stuff that I talk about. However, I'm the type of person that I learned from my mistake. One time, I don't do it again, but some of my girlfriends, they find themselves in the same situation over and over again, and it's just mind-boggling to me. But, you know, a lot of this is just from hearing what they go through and hearing what a lot of the fellas go through, because I have a lot of male friends as well. So I try to understand both sides, and I always get you know, ragged on all the time by ladies because they always say I tend to take the man's side in a lot of things. But I just take the side that's right. I'm with you when you're right, and when you're wrong, I'm going to call you on it. So that's just basically the way I roll. So that's
well, like
where
I said,
my crazy stories come from.
I don't sure know feeling that one. I mean, I could have picked a couple hundred, but, you know, I went to the freshest one, and I was like, hey, wait a minute, I like this.
Yeah, getting the draws.
It was
yeah,
a good show. That was a good show.
Thank you. But what I want to say before I forget, because Miss Kitty, when she hit me up through Blog Talk Radio, and she left this message on my my message thing, you know, the email thing.
Right.
Just letting me know that, you know, I was selected to be a part of the group. And I didn't know where that came from, but she sent it to me on a day that I really kind of needed a little boost of some kind of some good news, some positivity instead of negativity that's been kind of going on for a minute around here a little bit lately. So her message came at the best time for me, and I just want to send some shout-outs to her and let her know that I'm really excited and honored that you guys thought my show was good enough to add to your group. So I really appreciate it.
Yeah, she had called me that day and told me, because she didn't know everybody's show that was on there. I said, well, Chi-Town's show is going to be on there too as well, so you can put her on there too, you know, put her on the dealio too, because she's part of it too. She'll be part of it on Thursday. And I was going to add you to my favorites, but I didn't want no suspicion to come about. I wanted you to be surprised when I played the dealio and whatnot. And,
okay. See, she said, I'm not going to tell you, or she said something about it being a secret in case it wasn't a secret. She wasn't going to tell me who.
Yeah.
And I was trying to figure out who it was because I looked at all the names and I was like, Partners in Crime, yeah, I know they would have told me. And, you know, I couldn't figure out who would have done that, you know, but it's
yeah,
all good. So I want to thank you, too, for that. That was awesome.
It's all good. It's all good. Well, speaking of the women that's running around acting crazy, I got a gospel song. This is gospel hip-hop. It's Ricky B. You can find Ricky B at www.emigospel.com or holyhiphop.com. This has come back off of the Curtis Blow collaboration of gospel music. Curtis Blow is getting ready to be a minister.
What?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, okay.
And this is off of his CD of collaborations with different artists. Come Back Home by Ricky B on ATAZP Live with your girl Chi-Town, one in the house.
Yep.
Me and my brother in church, we grew up. Always went to Sunday school and learned of God's love. My mother, my father, they taught us how to pray. And always told on God and He will make a way. Learned about the Old and the New Testament. Learned about heaven and you must be born again. Learned about hell and about Moses. Learned the Ten Commandments and being holy. But the older I got, it seems I got so far. My brother, he drew closer. But me, brother from God, stop praying. And I stopped going to church. Started getting in trouble, stopped reading God's word. I can tell you this, I got so rebellious. God would be jealous, cause see my heart wasn't his. Left my first love, started hanging in their clubs. Left my family at home, started hanging with these thugs.
Thank you.
all by myself. I thought it was fun, but now I need some help. I started to regret ever leaving my family. Hope to go back home, but they probably mad at me. I know, my brother, he's doing the right thing. But for me, I know, my life is failing. I thought it was so much more out in this world, but I found out it was rough and this place is so cold. I know what I'll do, maybe reverse the route. Go back to my parents' house, maybe they'll help me out. Or maybe they'll treat me just like a slave. But that's better than going on living life this way. I went home, they put the clothes on my body. My parents celebrated, threw me a big party, saying my child is found, he was lost on his own. That means to celebrate, cause he's come back home.
Hey, this is your girl. girl Cleo Jones and
the Mad Black Man,
and you're now listening to TAZ
on Blog Talk Radio. Can I take over this show?
No, you can't.
I can't take over this show.
Nah, man.
All right.
That was a drop by Cleo Jones and the Mad Black Man. Miss Shy One, I know your head was rocking over there on that Nimbus.
You know what? I'm really sitting here trying to figure out how am I going to pick out of all of these. I'm over here sweating, my neck sweating again. But
that
I do
Nimbus,
like this last one.
That was Nimbus, girl out of New York. She a bad girl. Like I said, go to another TAZ production, hit up my friends list, and she's on my friends list. That's
wow.
Nimbus. And that was nice. That was called Nice Joint. So that was Nimbus. What I want to do is play the guy that had the video that I happened to see today. You know, I'm up here putting this list together of songs, thinking people really, you know, unless they just really digging deep like I do, they know these songs. They're familiar with them. I've seen a video, actually, of this song today, but the video don't get a lot of play. It only gets play, like, during the daytime. And this is The Dream with Falsetto. I don't know if you've heard it or not. Got that little Prince sound off in there.
Uh-oh.
But yeah, this is called Falsetto by The Dream. And again, he's one of my friends. He's from Atlanta, matter of fact, down here in the A. He's one of my friends on MySpace, another TAZ Productions. Hit up The Dream on my friends list, and you'll go straight to his page. On ATAZP Live with your girl, Chi-Town's Finest, in the house.
Falsetto.
David Taylor has Redeemed Soul on Blog Talk here, and he hit me up. I guess he was thumbing through and seeing the No Spin show, and he hit me up and said he had music that he wanted, you know, me to listen to, and I listened to it, and I was feeling his whole vibe. He's at RedeemSoul.com, and I bought the whole CD. It just came yesterday. I'm going to tell you, it is jamming from end to end. Gospel, neo, soul, jazz. Feel me? Shy One, was you liking that one too?
I like that. I like it. And I have to admit, I need some new gospel songs in my collection.
Yeah,
I have
yeah.
A lot of old school stuff, so I need some new school stuff.
And I always listen to everything new, but everybody knows that about me because of the fact I do music, I write music. So, I mean, I talk to a lot of underground artists all over the country, and we do things together. Sometimes I'll send them beats or whatnot, and we collaborate online through this web media fizzing. So, you know, matter of fact, I made 5 CDs with one girl from Ohio, Rolanda 700, who was my guest last week. I made 5 CDs with her alone online.
Wow. Wow.
So we do a lot of stuff here at ATAZP.
I see. Busy over here, boy.
So another question for the Shy One. What got you into doing radio, yo? I mean, was this a passion of yours? What got you into this radio thing?
You know, I've always loved radio ever since I was a kid. You know, I used to sit in front of my little Barbie doll, one cassette playing, broke antenna having, you know, little radio, and I would have all my little Barbie dolls spread all around, and I would pretend like I was interviewing them, and then I'd cut and play some songs, you know, whatever. So I've been doing that all my life, and I actually started out in college going for radio and broadcasting, and then I kind of switched my major once I kind of, I guess, just got sidetracked and switched my major. But I've always had a passion for radio and definitely for music. I've always been into music ever since I was a kid, so all kinds of music, just not R&B or hip-hop or anything like that. I listen to rock. I know some rock bands, pop music, you know, all of that. So, but that's pretty much how I came into radio.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. And we're glad you're doing it. Like I said, if I had $2 million to start up my own radio station, everybody in the UBC being there, for sure. Everybody ever showed up, for sure.
Definitely.
we definitely take a – I'm trying to work on a deal with a satellite radio. We could take that over too, for real, with everybody's flavor, because everybody got different flavor on each show.
Well, you know, that's where radio is heading. You know, the our usual radio. I don't even listen to radio anymore. You know, everything that I hear in my area is all the same. You know, they either play the same songs back to back, or it's the same kind of sound from each artist. So I really don't listen to a lot of stuff that's out there now. And the internet radio has been my escape, you know, just getting on here, finding different radio stations, just like BTR. So,
right.
You know, this is where it's at. I think it's heading to the internet.
Well, so we need to hurry up and get paid a little bit more, a lot
of
bit more.
I'm talking about. Come on, cut me a check, you know.
I'm serious. I feel you. The next song that I'm playing is LaToya London. She was on American Idol. I'm friends with her manager. We used to work out together before I changed gyms. He lives down here in the A. And I have been trying to get an interview with her on my other show, because I got another show on my website as well as this Blog Talk Live thing. I got a show that people be paying for where we cut loose and get wild over there.
Uh-oh.
For real.
Okay.
I'm really mild mannered over here. Praise God.
Okay.
But this song is called Anything by LaToya London. You hit her up on, again, another TAZ production, my friend's spot, and you can get right on her page. This is Anything on ATAZP Live with Chi-Town's Finest.
Hey, I'm glad you made it.
Yeah, me too. You said you had a surprise for me?
Yeah, I do. But first, give me a coat. I'll light a fire, and then I'll tell you what your surprise is.
Don't get wild. I'm in that bucket hotel up in New York. Hey, don't
Yo, that was Charlie, C-H-A-R-L-I. Charlie, you can hit him up on another THZ production, my space page, and hit my friend's page and pull him up, Charlie, girls group out of the A. Again, Mr. Bugs is in the chat room talking about, it's going to be real hard to pick
one song in here. I mean, you could have thrown a few, you know, wax songs in there. I don't know, but
I can't do that. I got to keep your head bumping all. When we do a ATAZP house party, which we do yearly, it's in conjunction with Columbus Day holiday. We do it on Saturday. People come in from out of town, like people that I do music with out of town, my good friends that I'm always doing music with yearly. They come in and we perform. They one of my boys got a group from Virginia. They come down and perform. I perform. Rolanda 700 performs. There's a lot of different people. G. Wright, one of the guys that's in the UBC that's got a Blog Talk Radio show, he does gospel music, and he sounds like Christopher Williams / Luther. He performs. Mark Lacey, another artist from Birmingham, Alabama, he comes up and performs. He goes on national book tours. He's on a book tour right now for his new book, Rock and Ice. I had him on a couple weeks ago. He comes up and performs. So we have a good time that whole week, and I'm cooking a different menu all week long because people start coming in from Wednesday. So if you want to come, anybody want to come that I'm friends with and down with, especially the UBC, you could come on through. Because what me and G. Wright is doing, I'm doing 2 hours on my show live from the house party, and he doing 2 hours on his show live from the house party, and we just going to continue it on like that.
Wow. That sounds like a nice little spot to be with all that talent in there. I've heard Mark Lacey before.
Oh, okay. Well,
yeah,
he's a personal friend of mine, and he comes
cool.
to the house, and we put down music together all the time. So,
wow.
And if you ever want Mark on your show, you know, boom. I'll
set
him up with you and we'll do this. Matter of fact, we're going to talk after the show. Usually I talk to the guests like 10, 15 minutes after we've done live here. People can't hear us live, but they can hear us on the playback like me and Ron L. did last show. We was taping and really didn't even know it. I said, I'm glad we wasn't cussing cats. Glad we talking civilly.
Yeah, I know. That happened to me one time. I just kept talking to somebody, and I had to go back and edit it all out, but it's okay.
Well, I call it the after show. After we realized it was still taping, I said, this is the after show anyway. Keep on going. We ain't say nothing wrong up in here.
All right.
But this next song is by O'Brien, if you remember O'Brien.
Oh, God. Yeah, I do.
And this is off his new CD, matter of fact. He hit me up on MySpace. And like I said, go to another TAZ production, MySpace, and hit up my friends. And everybody that's mainly all my friends are doing music. That's mainly who I'm friends with. I mean, I'm friends with a few people that are just fans that hit me up, which is cool. But the majority of the people that's my friends are, we all do music. And O'Brien hit me up, matter of fact, and I hit him back. So I'm going to try to get him on the show because this cat is really slamming with this song. This song is called Kiss Your Lips. On ATAZP Live with your host, Chi-Town's Finest.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can change my life and mind, yeah. And I am in the same around it. Guess I've changed for the better. Now that we're together, I appreciate more than ever how you hold me down. Up and down. I'm gonna stick around. Cause I know that I'll never find another one like you.
Chevy Jones, another MySpace friend, hit up another TAZ Productions MySpace page, friends, and go to Chevy Jones. I really love that song. That song be bumping to me, man. I be jamming that thing. I be actually dancing in the car with the hair. Boom, 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 boom. That bass, the way it be kicking out, oh, Lord.
Yeah, I can feel it. It definitely sounds like you can just... Get down
yeah,
to
you can swing on that song. So you pulling your hair out over there. You want to pick nine.
I want to pick nine. Give me nine. You can't just tell me to listen to all these songs and only pick one and then with a runner-up. Come
well,
on.
See, I can't get in contact with all nine folks up in here.
Do you already know your picks?
Oh, no. I sit there and... I kind of sway to what you guys are saying. You know what I'm saying? So I just like look and see who picked, like some Miss Kitty picked five songs, and Don Q picked like five songs, and Mr. Bugs had like about four or five. He kept telling me he had the whole list. I kept saying, "Well, can't you got to go back in your list and pick some condition?"
Oh no!
The
yeah.
track. Divide, do something. I'm serious.
It's hard.
But, yeah, I listen to what you guys say because I'm really feeling all of them. Like the first one I played, Here I Am by Cadence, that thing was jamming. So, you
yeah.
know, it's kind of hard. But this, I'm going to go into jazz. This is Byron Miller, who played bass for George Duke on and Sheila E., as a matter of fact. He plays on a lot of different people's albums, but this is off his album, and the song is called HP, Don't Get Me Why He Called It That. It's just music. He's a bass guitarist. This is Byron Miller on ATAZP I still say recorded live. That's my old show. Live. It's just plain naked live.
Posted up all night with your girls. I'm just wondering, you got a man or sexy walk. You got them pretty eyes. You like a Leo, one in a million. That's how I feel inside. So I'm writing this one-page letter to let you know what it is. I think about you. Well, I'm in the car, the club, the crib. I don't know what you do to me. First time I feel this way. I don't know what to do no more. I'm attracted to you in a freaky way. I can tell that you know what to do when you do what you do. So how about we get together sometime, baby? Just me and you. I want you.
You're listening to another TAZ production live and recorded live. I am G. Wright, host of the Heart of Love radio show on Blog Talk Radio. Visit me there, blogtalkradio.com/G. Wright, and then check me out on myspace.com/G. Wright Sing, and then visit my official website at gwrightonline.com. Again, you know what? You're listening to another TAZ production, live and recorded live.
G. Wright had to plug himself about 80 times, didn't he, Chai-Wan?
Yeah, I heard him.
Yeah, we were doing that. We did that in the studio down here at my house. He comes over. Matter of fact, he's got a record release party in a couple of months in D.C. He lives down here in the ATL. He sings gospel, contemporary gospel. But he came over here and listened to a couple of tracks I had. And needless to say, his next CD will have 12 of my tracks on it.
Wow.
The whole CD will be done by me. Because he listened to every beat, and he was like, I got to have that. I play the next beat. I got to have that. I play the next beat. I got to have. Here I go, yo.
See, he trying and to get everything.
You need to calm yourself down, dog. You just wanted every beat. Yeah.
Wow, that means you're really hot then.
Well, I do a lot of good beats. Like I said, check out ATAZP.com, and you can hear the beats by itself, and you can hear some songs of different people around the country that I do music with.
Oh.
Yeah, but I'm glad you're here, Chai-Wan. I'm glad you're doing the show. Like I said, you bought the stars out, so. You know.
Oh no! This has actually been just an awesome show. I mean, I'm sitting here trying to. I'm like, I hope he doesn't ask me tonight what he.
Oh no, no! It's going to take.
I'm gonna have to listen to this again in the morning while I'm getting dressed and ready for work when I can think clear. But
yeah.
You had
it's
going to
take a while, I know, because it took like a good month. We just came over with the winners right before this show.
Oh, my gosh.
Took a minute to figure it out. I mean, you know, I listened to what everybody said, and I just a lot of people said the same artist, a couple of them. So I was like, okay, cool. As long as you're feeling that artist, then we good. Because I'm feeling everything that's played. And I know you like that jazz piece.
I do.
That last song was by Pitbull, where normally I hear Pitbull when he's doing, don't you want to go, don't you want to boogie down, put it down to the ground, you know. He's usually running it like that. But
right.
I bought this CD, the last CD, and I was pleasantly surprised. On the hook was Lloyd from the ATL,
right,
of course, singing
right.
the hook. So that was a pretty good song right there.
I really enjoyed that.
And that's on, you can find that on petbullmusic.com. It's spelled the same way it sounds, PITBULL music.com. The next cat that we're going to hear is Tracy Carter, and he produced Surreal, a girl that sings gospel. I know Mr. Bugs heard of her because I was telling him about her. She sings gospel, and everything on her CD is hot. And this cat produced like three tracks, and he does his own CDs as well, and he does a lot of producing mainly. And this cat's name is Tracy Carter. You can find him on My Friends on another TAZ Production MySpace page. And hit up Tracy Carter. This is Ask Myself on ATAZP Live.
Yourself in this. Hope you get the message. Sometimes I feel like I've been on my knees, down and hot, and it's making me say, oh God, why me? I've got some questions, but I hear my mother speaking to me, yeah.
To learn, so embrace your future.
No one ever said that this life would be easy. And it's making me
lose my cool,
and I feel like I wanna trip, but I'm a
like mine.
And sometimes it hurts, sometimes it hurts. Destiny is inevitable, yeah. Life has but one role, so kill your heart and soul. Too many distractions that won't make you whole. To a place that you've never been. Surely you'll understand that your growing pains just won't end. Why like this? And it makes me feel like I
lose my cool.
I just want a trip. Myself turning around, facing what's ahead. My friends look and stare at me as if I were dead. Too many things God has placed in me, and I can't help what I know. I've been down so long before, and that's a place I don't want no more.
wants respect, so you got to give me mine for what I do. What you do is up to you, as long as you stand true to yourself and the comfort of words that you speak. Cause no matter how you come off, you still gonna be coming weak. Cause I don't peep game, especially around my town. Fools be laying it down, we're quick to drop, cause they done bit the mother brother sound. But not me, I got another plan. Y'all know the deal, I'm keeping it real, big fella, and I'ma be all the way.
Bonicelli, sounds like Scarface, but that was Bonicelli, that's B-O-N-A-C-H-E-L-L-A, Bonicelli. You can look him up on MySpace, just flip his name and put it in the search Google on MySpace and look him up. I couldn't be his friend because it was too many complications and too many numbers and too many mixed up words I had to put in just to be a friend. And I don't feel like working to be your friend. I just want to be your friend, you know.
See, that's to keep the stalkers out, boy.
I'm trying to tell you, but it was just like, oh, come on, man. Ain't nobody trying to stalk no big old Bonicelli. Look like Shaq.
You ain't
but John, one, before we go off live, I want you to give your information out about your next show situation Saturday, the blackout and whatnot. Give the people that info.
Definitely. Well, I have a show. I come on two times a week, so y'all get double the dosage of Shawn. My situation Saturday's show comes on Thursday and Saturday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. And I also do a co-hosting gig once a month with my boy Doughboy from The Real Deal Show, and we call it the Blog Talk Blackout, where we have topics that relate to the African-American community. So check for the February blackout. It hasn't been announced yet, but you'll hear about it on my page or on his page soon enough. So, but check me out tomorrow. I have a special show since I wasn't on tonight because I'm doing Tez's show, and I had to give him some love tonight. So definitely check me out on a special night tomorrow night for my ventation. I know that's not a word, but I want it to be a word, ventation. My venting
like
show.
Like Mr. Bugs made up a word in the chat room, ordination.
see, you know what? I'm not even going to get into that, Mr. Bugs. I'm not even going to get into that. Mm-mm. But that's Chi-Town's finest. That's what I do, Situation Saturdays. So you can check me out. Hopefully.
What time is your show tomorrow?
It comes on at 9 tomorrow.
9
it's
tomorrow
just for
night.
Friday. It's just for tomorrow, but normally I'm on Thursdays and Saturdays at
one
9.
More time. I'm going to peep you out and be in the chat room talking and whatnot.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll do that. But, yeah, we got one more minute, and I'm just going to wait till they say blog talk out. And me and Chi-Town are going to do one more little after the show bit for 10 minutes, and I got a song that I want you to hear that a couple of my people did. It's from my Be Blessed 50 CD that I've done. I've done six. I'm on the sixth gospel CD. Probably did about 30 CDs overall. Probably wrote about 4,000 lyrics, about 5,000.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been writing a long time and rewriting this black novel that I got out.
Ooh.
So,
now that sounds interesting.
Oh, yeah, and it's 1,000 pages. I wrote it by hand. I'm rewriting it now.
Okay.
Yeah, so hopefully I'll get that done at the end of the year because Mark Lacey wants me, I guess, to get out there with him and hit the book grind. And we could set up some things for real because I got equipment and we can put down shows or whatnot. So just thinking about it, you know, that's in the works, future plans. We got 34 seconds. I just want to say thanks to Chi-Town's finest for coming in the house. Like I said, bringing the stars come out where she go. You know, so I had to bring a heavyweight in here.
Well, thank you, you so much. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate you inviting me on.
It's great. I'm just waiting till these seconds click out, and then I'll let you hear this song, and we can roll out.
Okay.
Blog Talk Radio.
This is the after the show with Shy One. The stuff they don't hear until they play the playback. And I wanted you to hear this song. It's called "And They Pray." Well, I think I'm gonna play the other one that I'm on.
Okay.
It's a Glory remix. Here it goes. It's by TAZ Glory remix.
Make a joyful noise to all ye lands, serve the Lord with gladness, be happy
Yeah, that's me off the Be Blessed 50 CD.
I love that.
Yeah,
that is awesome.
I did the music, wrote the words, put it down. I played it on G Wright, one of the guys that's on the UBC.
Right.
He had a AM show here in the A,
mm-hmm,
at one of the local radio shows. And his very first show, he called me in to help, you know, do the show with him, because he did my website show. Because I got another show other than this Blog Talk thing. I do a website show. And
mm-hmm,
I called him in, and we did the website show a couple of times. So he called me in to his AM station so I could do the show with him, and he played this joint on there.
That song is good. I like that song. Now, do you have something out yourself, or what? Are you, like, just...
I'm more like underground, and
underground.
People buy stuff off of my website, because I sell things on my website. You know, I sell my CDs for $6 on the website. I give a year subscription to my radio show for $10 for a year.
Wow.
And really, after 2 years, they in their lot. They just don't know it yet. You know, after they do it one more again, they in there a lot, because I play like the music I play tonight, I play strictly on my website. I play the newest, the hottest music that nobody really ain't heard. Now,
right,
maybe you might have heard one or two cuts out of the whole thing, but you be sitting there going, man, where do you get this at? I ain't never heard this before, you know what I'm saying? So
I haven't.
Yeah,
and
that's
the
kind of music I play on my show all the time on the other show on my website. And we got a running soap opera that I write that we do, and we act crazy with it too. And one of these nights on Blog Talk, I'm going to just play the soap opera from the other show. Matter of fact, I think after next week I got another show where it just says ATAZP.com, the other show. I'm going to play clips from the other show where we interviewed this girl that was a sexologist. She was watching people. She would watch people have sex and tell them what they're doing wrong.
What?
I know.
Okay.
You might need to hear the other show. When I do the other show, I'm going to be playing clips from my other show that people pay for, that's Wild and Loose, because that show is like off the chain. We talk about some of everything. And,
wow.
But we had a deep conversation with her one night. Me and my friend DJ Stroke, who used to host the other show with me.
Mm-hmm.
And she was talking about when, you know, she sat there watching guy and a girl have sex. And, you know, if they ain't doing it right, then I tell them what to do. And I said, they hire you to do it. You know what I mean?
Wow.
They pay money for you to sit and watch. Do you participate? She said, well, sometimes, but really I'm there just to be professional.
What?
You know, we had some fun with that.
Yeah. Oh, I wish I could have. Ooh, wait. I would have a whole bunch of questions for her, for real.
Oh, we was tripping. Oh, we had a good time. But like I said, the other show is really wild. That's why Mr. Bugs had a itch to do the radio thing, because he heard my radio show. He said, man, y'all be having fun. I said, yeah, we do. We sure enough do. But like I said again, it was just grand having you on. Welcome to the UBC. We support everybody's show. You know, you don't have to be there for everybody's show, but we support everybody's show. And if, you know, you need anything from me, holler at me. And also, again, through the notes on here on Blog Talk, send me your email address, and I'll put you on the list whenever I do a new song. I send it out to everybody.
Oh, good. Definitely. I sent you an email through Blog Talk, so
okay,
you should have my regular email. And,
okay,
definitely, but I am so glad you invited me on. I've enjoyed this show.
I'm
now I got
had
my
some
list
fun.
Together. I'm
you
telling
ain't
you,
kidding.
I have never, and I mean just in one, I mean 2 hours of just music that, number one, I haven't ever heard of. You know,
yeah.
and number two, all of the songs were great. You know,
yeah,
I really, and I'm real tough when it comes to music. I don't like just any old thing or, you know, anything with the hook. But every single one of these songs sounds really great. So
yeah, I know. And I'm sitting up there going, I need you. You know, every time I put a show together, I always want to bang your head and I want to make you think. I have been online before where people, I go to this chat room on Black Planet. I'm in the 40s room on Black Planet. And my friends, when they do invent a room on Yahoo, they call me up to be on Yahoo with them. And I've DJed on Yahoo one holiday for like 6 hours.
Wow.
And I play, and I see I got DJ equipment in here. I'm in my studio. I got DJ equipment where I hook up into my sound card, and that way I mix and everything else. So I just continuously play music while people was typing and chatting. And I would always give who that is. Everybody was like, man, I need a pencil and paper because I'm going to write this down because I got to go get this thing is jam. Because I got so much music. And that's why we do the house party, because I run the house party and I play all the music at the house party. And
wow.
We be dancing and stuff. So we have a good time. But everybody knows I'm going to play something that's funky and like, yo, who is that? I gotta get them. Them cats were jamming. I ain't never heard this before.
That's how I feel.
That's the same kind of music I play for 6 whole hours. And that whole room, I mean, people from Cali, people from, you know, Texas, Tennessee, all over the United States, a lot of my friends that be in that chat room, they all were like, every time we need to get a room or invent a room and we want music, get Taz. He got music. And they always give me, and I sit there and spin for about 6-7 hours, depending on how long I'm going to stay up, and I just spin.
Wow. Well,
we
it's
be in that room, seriously, Jim.
Man, because I'm sitting here, I'm like, okay, I got to get this song. I like that one.
I got to invite you one time to the real deal one. I'm really playing. Because I got cousins that do music. Oh, my whole family does music. Even Mr. Bugs does music.
Oh, okay.
So we all do music. So everybody got a joint out that we really love, and they're like, man, I like that song. So I'll play it, and my people will be like, who is that? That's my cousin. You can get it at this website right here. And they'll be like, okay, I got to go get that.
Wow.
You know, like I said, I just met David Taylor, the Redeemed Soul guy.
Uh-huh.
He's on Blog Talk. He personally listened to, I guess, a No Spin show, the first one I had, and he left me a big note saying that he wanted to, you know, get with me about putting his music on the show. And I said, okay, cool. So then we talked, and I told him I do music too, you know. So he wrote all the lyrics on there, but he doesn't do the music. He had a couple of people from Diddy's camp that stopped doing music with Diddy, and now they're doing strictly gospel. He was in his camp, and, you know, that's how I befriend a lot of these folks, because a lot of these folks I play, I have talked to through email or on the phone. And, you know, I just call people out the blue, like, yo, what's up? What's up, dog? Because you remember Kipper Jones?
Yeah.
I talked to him the other day. He's going to be on my show in a couple of days.
Okay.
He's going to be on my show on the 21st of February. And he sent me a song that Ohio Players sung on the Honey album, the song Honey.
Mm-hmm.
He redid it. And it sounds good. I'm sitting there, he just sent me about 5 or 6 tracks. I'm just sitting there going, man, this stuff is so funky, dog. And, you know, I called him up one day. I said, I just couldn't type how excited I was about this song. It would have just looked like, hey, this is good. But, dog, this is good. That's the way I want to say it. But you ain't going to hear it like that if I type it. So I had to call him right then. He just started laughing. But, yeah, he lives down here in the A, too. Matter of fact, he'd probably come to the house party because I told him about it.
Oh, cool.
And I told, I don't know if you know this rapper that was out when Roxanne Shanté was out. Her name is Sparky D.
Yeah.
From New York.
Yeah. I remember.
I met her this
weekend.
I went to a youth.
She was at a youth.
Yeah, I went to a youth conference that she had this weekend.
Oh. Yeah, I remember her from back in the day. I haven't heard anything. She hasn't been out with anything, right? Or
she's got a new. She's a minister.
Wow. Okay.
And she's got a passion for the youth. Because when I went to the youth conference, she spoke a little bit and she started crying. You know, just how much passion she got for the youth, and she really wants the youth to turn around and be, you know. The turn around in a good way, in a positive way, which I was really taken back how much passion she has for this. I mean, it's really passion. Like, I got a passion for music. She's got a passion for that. And she's doing a new CD, a gospel holy hip hop CD.
What?
And she's supposed to, she'll be on my show next week. Matter of fact, her and this guy that does the jazz suites, which you might need to get with him. I'll send you his link. You really, everybody, I mean, everybody around the world has got with this cat. He's got, he gets over 100,000 hits a week for
really?
His jazz suites. He puts together a jazz artist and makes a whole show out of it
mm-hmm.
on a podcast, and then he's got gospel jazz suites too. And that's how I run into a lot of artists I interview. I ran into this one guy named Dave Stewart, who's down in Florida, was going to Florida A&M, and he plays a saxophone. He had his own he had his own jazz band.
Mm-hmm.
Then he was playing for Disney down there in Orlando. Then they had picked him to go to I think it was Italy or Rome to play, mm-hmm. and only a few people get picked to go to Rome each year and play. That's how good this cat is. Now
wow.
he's playing backup with Al Green. He told me in an email the other day. He's one of my friends, too. Yeah, so.
Yeah.
Like I said, through this radio thing, I've been meeting a lot of people, and plus I do music, and then I send him anything that I do new, and he had told me, he said, man, there was a couple cuts you had sent a while back. I wanted to tell you I need to get the instrumental because I could have played to that. I said, well, cat, just let me know, you know, because he said he wanted to put on his next CD, so I said, let me know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so a lot of things would just be jumping off just through, you know, listen to the music and listen to other people's music, too.
I see. I need to check out your MySpace. I know I have you as a friend of mine on MySpace.
Yeah.
Just check out
the friends. Just go to the friends and check them cats out. Because I'm like, you know, everybody that's on my front page, I've talked to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's not, I don't put people on the page that just because I think they hot, you know, because
right.
I don't know you, but I still think you hot, but I got to put my friends that I know that I slap five with and I actually talk to and give a pound, you know. Those are the people I admire. Them are the stars right there for me, you know. So everybody I know, as a matter of fact, this month we're going to D.C. Me and my wife is going to D.C.
Mm-hmm.
to check out the Vagina Monologues.
Oh, okay.
You heard of that before, right?
Yes, I have. Yes, sir.
And my friend Queen Aisha, who's a comedian on the
mm-hmm.
East Coast, she's in it, and she had sent me the thing. So I said, I called her up the other day. I said, Queen, I'm really going to enjoy this going out in public and listening to women talk about their vaginas. It's going to be really wet and enthusiastic for me. That's exactly what I thought. And she just like, you are a clown. Because she think I'm stupid, too. She a comedian. Right? I said, you get paid for yours.
Uh-huh.
I'm like the nuts on the table that, you know, you eat before the main entree come out. And she said, yeah. I said, I'm free. But I pulled up my pants and said, I got a lot of nuts. A lot of nuts. She had came to my house one time and came down to eat whatnot and came down to visit me when she was performing down here.
Mm-hmm.
And she, I opened the door and her and her girlfriend was still in the car. I said, the hell with that? I went back to the kitchen. I heard a damn car horn blow. I said, hell no, we ain't out in the country now. You know, I ran back outside. Here she go. She talking about, well, my titties hit the horn. I said, well, girl, your titties hit the horn. That horn still should be going off. And her girl just fell out of the driveway.
Oh, God.
You are stupid. I said, for real. And all day long.
Oh, my goodness.
Get these titties off of me. It's been nice talking to you. I forgot we still take her. It's been nice talking to you.
You better cut it out. Well, thanks for having me, and I appreciate you thinking of me and having me on your show. It was awesome. And I will get my list to you shortly. I'm going to
yes,
narrow
ma'am.
It down to two, I promise.
It's going to be hard, I know. But have a,
yeah.
have a good night, and again, like I said, thanks for coming.
Thank you. All right, now, take care.
You too. Peace.
Bye-bye.